This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and as we do each Tuesday, I'd like to welcome you to another edition of Creative Impact. It is a segment in which we focus on the impact of arts in the creative sector on our lives and on our community. Again, I'm David Fair, and I'm sitting alongside the President and CEO of the Arts Alliance. The Arts Alliance serves as our content partner for Creative Impact, and Deb, of course, is my co-host. How you doing, Deb Pollock?
Well, you know, unlike Elsa, cold does bother me a little bit. So Elsa being cold never bothered me anyway. So how about you? Are you a little tired of this cold and winter?
I'm still stuck on Elsa. Who is Elsa?
Elsa from Frozen. You have a grandson. I have a granddaughter. I live with that song all the time. Cold never bothered me anyway. Anyway, I'm a little over it. How about you?
I'm a desert rat by nature, so I am kind of out of my element in Michigan winters. However, I've lived here most of my life, so I'm accustomed to it, but I'm ready to be done.
So let's take ourselves out to a warm summer day, and we're kind of like looking for the perfect place to hang out for the afternoon, walking around, maybe a riverside and beautiful, lovely trees and finding a knoll to hang out on.
You paint a very nice picture.
So, you're going to unpack your gear. So let's talk to our guest. She's going to really give us an idea of what it's all like. Jill Stephanie Wagner, a master artist who loves to paint and plein air. Let's welcome her.
And welcome to Creative Impact, Jill. Thank you so much for the time today.
I'm really happy to be here with you.
Well, as happens now and again, and more often than I would like to admit, Deb has used an art term that I am unfamiliar with, en plein air. That must be French. I can almost pronounce it, but I don't know exactly what it means. Jill, can you help me out?
Plein air painting is something that basically is thought of as being started during the Impressionist period, when artists could actually go outside and paint because they had paint in tubes. They became mobile. For that, they had to put paint in pig bladders or have to make their paint on the road. So once we were able to have paint tubes, people started going out and painting more. And
a technical advancement.
Yes, definitely. That's what made it possible.
Right.
And more toward the current time, probably the 70s and 80s around the United States, artists started really going to paint what they saw outside. And it's basically has to be done in, an hour to 3 hours of painting, because the light changes so fast that the scene you're looking at becomes completely different. And you don't want to chase the light, as they say, and keep moving shadows and sunsets and changing what your original viewpoint was. So plein air painting is an experience that you really enjoy outdoors.
Is that light and shade and that light and dark part of the attraction to it for you?
Oh, definitely. It's capturing the atmosphere. It's capturing the light. It's hearing the birds while you're painting, and the bugs, and the rain comes in. It's a whole experience. Once you paint a painting outdoors, you never forget the time you were painting that. When you take a photograph, sometimes I can't even remember where I shot the photo, but I always remember where I painted.
And it doesn't ever capture the whole environment. So, Jill, you hold the impressive title of master status for the Pastel Society of both America and the International Association of Pastel Societies. That would be your media. What is media?
Well, media is the paint that you use to create your paintings. So sometimes people draw with charcoal. Some people use watercolor, pastel, oil paint, acrylics. Those are all different medias.
And what's your favorite?
Well, I started as a watercolorist, which I still think is the hardest media there
Absolutely.
Is, because you can't fix a mistake. I throw away 50% of everything I made. But when I found pastels, I really fell in love with them. People call them chalk sometimes. They're not chalk. They're like pure pigment. They have the least amount of added binder of any of the medias, so it's like drawing with pure color. Then I became a master in both of those, international and the American side. Then I decided I wanted to paint in oil.
So you've been moving around.
Yeah, but this is it. No more. I'm not picking up anymore.
You have found your milieu.
Yes.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and I'm sitting alongside my co-host, Deb Pollock. Our guest today is Jill Stephanie Wagner, a visual artist from Saline, known internationally for her landscapes in pastels and painted en plein air, meaning out of doors.
So, Jill, let's get back to that plein air. Plein air festivals, competitions, and exhibitions have become very popular with public in lots of communities around the country and the world. Even Dexter holds a competition in August of every year. You've been part of that. What do you think is the reason they're so popular?
Well, you know, I think it's kind of a win-win situation. Artists who love to paint outdoors are juried in. Usually there's hundreds of artists who apply to a given festival, especially depending on the award category, and maybe only 30 to 50 get in. So it's competitive, and you know you're working among other really good artists. You go out every single day and paint, I don't know, 2 to 5 paintings a day. And then at
goodness,
the end,
that many.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's work. But it's fun work. It's invigorating. And to be with your friends. And at the end, there's a big gala. And some of those festivals give out $20,000, $25,000 in awards. And then all the paintings go for sale. And on the upside for the communities, it brings in visitors. People go to restaurants. They visit other sites in the area. And the people who live there get to buy paintings of their unique community. It's not like buying a print at Target. You're buying an individual creation of your own city or your own landscape. And it's really something unique and something to be able to remember and have for the rest of your life while you're supporting starving artists.
I know that when I envision an artist at work, it's kind of a solitary endeavor, either in a studio or out in nature all by themselves and creating something they will ultimately bring to a public. How different is it to work in solitude as to work in a kind of festival environment?
That's such a good question. I owned an advertising agency in Ann Arbor for years, and I had a collaborative team that I worked with. And when I started about 9 years ago being a professional artist, I was lonely. You know, working in your studio alone without anybody to give feedback. When I found plein air and this group of people that all are addicted to the same thing and live for it and even travel from different festival to the next festival, like Vagabond, it becomes your people, your tribe. And I teach out at the plein air convention in, usually it's out west. And that tribe has grown to about 1,000 students for a week, and I think there's only 88 of us faculty out there, but it's totally growing.
You mentioned students. What about the young person or somebody who's watching you or other artists who maybe never picked up a brush before? Have you had any of those encounters and maybe come back the next year and found out that somebody's been inspired?
Well, yeah, it's amazing how many people come by and talk to you in the painting, and at first that was
disconcerting,
scary,
I'm sure.
For me. Yeah, disconcerting is a good word. But everybody is always interested, and they're very kind, and I've never had anybody say, oh my God, that's awful. It's mostly, I can't believe
nice.
You can do that. And people will often say, I wish I was born with talent. And really, it's not talent, it's that passion to keep coming out time after time, even when you have an awful painting, and then going back and doing it again and again and getting better and feeling what makes your heart sing. So if you, as an artist, let that feeling be known to the people who are coming to you, they get excited about it as well. And I teach classes, so I've often had people who have seen me painting and then come to one of my classes, and then they get hooked at it.
Our time together is winding down, but I do want to ask you this. Obviously, you have the passion for the art. You've put in the 10,000 hours that they always
right.
tell you need to become good at something. But is there also a sense that beyond the passion, that there is almost an addiction to doing art the way you choose to do it through these plein air festivals?
Yes, I would say so. I ran into one of the biggest plein air festivals in the country, which is Door County, and when I saw that, for the first time, I said, this is me. This is what I want to do. A lot of my friends are not interested in, you know, being outdoors with bugs biting you. And I think, you know, some people need the solitary kind of quiet time in the studio, which I do for 3 months a year when it's snowing out. But other people are really invigorated by the people who stop by and by the act of doing something. And it's competitive. My husband always says, so when did painting become a competitive sport?
Well, Jill, we want to thank you for giving us a glimpse of spring and summer and bugs biting us again, and for giving us a picture of your life in this world and the plein air. And thanks for being a guest on our show.
Well, I was happy to do it. And if anyone wants to stop by my website, it's Jill Wagner Art. www.jewelcollection.com.
And it is a worthwhile stop to go to that website and check it out. Just absolute beautiful works of art. Jill Stephanie Wagner, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it, and we wish you well moving forward into 2020.
Okay, thanks, Deb and David. I appreciate it.
Jill Stephanie Wagner, a visual artist from Saline, known internationally for her landscapes and pastels and painted en plein air. And Deb Pollock will be back on the air next week for another Creative Impact. Deb Pollock is president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, which serves as our content partner for Creative Impact. You can find an archive of Creative Impact shows and more on today's topic at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.